AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's been attacking infrastructure in the Gulf region as the U.S. and Israel keep up the airstrikes, it Donahue reports.
President Trump says the military has been incredible during the war.
We've knocked out just about everything there is, including their leadership. Twice. We knocked out twice their leadership, and now they have a new group coming up. Let's see what happens to them.
In Cincinnati and Kentucky, the president is trying to steady voters' concerns about the economy.
Prices are coming down very substantially. Oil will be coming down. That's just a matter of war. That happens very, you can almost predict it.
Iran has been attacking ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The president was asked if oil ships should pass through.
I think they should use
the Strait of Hormuz.
We took out just about all of their mine ships in one night.
Asked about what's ahead.
We have hit them harder than virtually any country in history has been hit. And we're not finished yet.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump toured an Ohio pharmaceutical company to promote his efforts to lower drug prices. He's also visiting Kentucky to campaign against Representative Thomas Massie, one of his highest-profile Republican critics. Trump has endorsed Massie's primary challenger. Violent weather's been hitting the country's midsection. Tornadoes leveled buildings in Kankakee, Illinois, and killed at least two people in northwest Indiana. Cassidy Sinwelski's neighborhood was hit.
Just thought it was a casual little storm like we always have in northwest Indiana. A tornado watch, saw it coming from Kankakee, thought it would dissipate and be gone. When my husband saw the clouds shifting this way, and then he looked that way and they were going this way, we knew we were in it.
Football news. The Baltimore Ravens have agreed to a deal with star pass rusher Trey Hendrickson, and quarterback Daniel Jones is staying with the Indianapolis Colts. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks mostly fell on Wall Street, even as oil prices rose again. It was the second day of relatively calm trading, following a stretch with some wild moves caused by the war with Iran. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 289 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite edged up 0.1%. Oil prices rose more than 4%. That came despite an announcement from the International Energy Agency that its members will release a record amount of crude from stockpiles set aside for emergencies. Oracle jumped more than 9%. The tech giant reported profits that came in ahead of forecasts. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.22%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Consumer prices held steady in February, up 2.4% from a year ago. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.